WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. WIRX.
Hey, good morning, 7:33. Brock Hunter.
Hey.
Hey, ho. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get it going. Let's get embarrassing again.
Oh, God.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever had to purchase at a store? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook.
I really don't get too embarrassed. I don't. Usually when it comes to purchasing, I'm okay with it. Yeah. I'll purchase a tampon. I ain't scared.
Yeah.
But there is one thing I purchased one time where I was like, oh, dude, no.
What's that?
It was in my younger days.
Yes.
This is before. Well, this is probably around the time of dial-up internet. You know, I just got sick and tired of waiting for that picture to load. I think you know what picture I'm talking about. The ones that mom and dad didn't want you to see. So I went to the video store and I ordered an adult video.
An adult video.
And, dude, I tell you what, it took me like... like 2 hours.
You just
mustered up the courage.
Pace around that video store.
Right. To mustered up the courage to rent an adult video.
Oh, that is.
You talk about like just eyes to the ground. Don't look at the guy.
Yep.
He's going to judge you. You know, it's a small town. You know, a lot of people love
it. Everyone's going to know.
Everybody's going to know. I know what you're doing with this.
Oh, God.
I don't know why it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
But anybody who's done it the first time is just like...
I still, even to this day, it's not like I'm buying videos all the time or magazines.
Have you ever rented or bought a video?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Before. Not a lot, though, you know?
Yeah.
But like, you buy a magazine or anything like that, there's still times where you're like, boy. And then there's like a female behind the counter and you're just I'm the worst.
You could just feel the judgment.
Yeah, you perv.
Ugh. It's just thick in the air.
Here's you go and beat on your donger. You're sick. You're sick. Yeah. No, there's no...
There's no good way to do it.
I don't know. Yeah, there's no... Unless you just hit that lever like, yep, here we go.
Right, you don't, just don't even care.
That's a good day. It's Tuesday. Here you go. That's what I'm going to buy. It's my Tuesday porn run. It's Nudie Magazine Day. Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah.
Mine is also... sexual in nature.
Yeah.
This was a long time ago when I was living in California, and the girl I was dating at the time came out to visit me. Mm-hmm. And at one point, she wanted to have like a naughty night.
Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.
So she recommended I go get, you know, some of the fixins, if you will, which included lubrication.
Okay.
And handcuffs.
Oh.
I'm a young guy. I'm new to the area. Really don't know where to go get lubes and handcuffs.
Yeah.
So I was at a grocery store, went to the toy aisle, and got a like Wild West bad guy set for the handcuffs. And then, of course, some KY. And there I am. That's the only two things I bought at this grocery store.
She's like, what are the cap guns for?
That's for the finale.
It's finale. It's for the end.
So... But also, what are these little plastic handcuffs going to do?
Right.
You just break those.
It's all in your brain,
that's
Brock,
true. Oh, you know? I'm stuck. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So that was, and you know, there's, of course, there's people behind me. There's people in front of me. The cashier's looking at me like, what? Dude.
We know what you're doing. Hopefully there's somebody else involved.
Oh, just beat red.
Just a walk of shame.
Yeah, that was rough. You got some lady with her kids buying, you know, groceries behind me.
Mom, I want some handcuffs.
No.
Honey. And some lube?
Stay away from the weird man.
All right.
Stay away from the creepy man.
Don't touch him. Yeah,
it was bad.
That's pretty.
It was bad. So I was quite embarrassed buying that. Worked out, though, I guess.
You ended up using them, though, handcuffs. Huh?
Actually, no, I don't. I think we ended up getting into a fight, and we didn't end up using them, I'm pretty sure. So all I went through all the embarrassment for nothing.
Nothing.
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
It's hot in here, dude.
Woo! Dirty magazines and lube and handcuffs. What's wrong with us? Comment on Facebook. We'll be back with more in a little bit. Embarrassing things you've had to buy at the store.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 744. next Rocket Touch it.
That's embarrassing.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Talking about the most embarrassing thing you've had to purchase at a store.
Yeah.
You need to get it?
Yeah.
You need to purchase it? All right. What do you got? Let's take some phone calls here. WIRX, hello.
All right. So I got something embarrassing.
Yeah, what do you got?
It's like the adult nature still, but... me and my wife, we were at a Target once.
Uh-huh.
We'd rented a hotel, okay?
Sexy.
We rented a hotel, and we're like, you know what? Let's try some stuff. Let's try, like, what they do in those movies with the strawberries and the whipped cream and, nice. You know, the condiments and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we're at the checkout, and... It was a young lady that was checking us out, and she swipes condoms, and then whipped cream, and then strawberry. And she's giving me this look that's like she knows what we're doing.
Oh yeah.
She, I mean, I could tell she tried really hard not to say something about it because she was slowly scanning the items as they went by, like eyeballing them too.
I'm sure there were some great things going through her head, man. That's a good one, man. All right, thanks for the call, brother.
No problem.
Later.
Because the condoms, right. the strawberries, the whipped cream, and then you got to throw a shovel in there.
Yes.
Then see how she looks
then
at you.
Then really. Whips, chains, beans, rope. what's something or the most embarrassing thing you've ever had to buy at a store? 925-WIRX. Let's take another phone call. WIRX, hello.
Hi, calling about the most embarrassing thing bought in the store.
Yeah, what do you got?
All right, so my wife sent me about 2 months ago to Walmart. I had to replace my daughter's doll. So I had to buy a doll. She wanted candy, so I bought the biggest thing of candy I could find for my wife. And while I was there, decided to spice up our sex life for a little bit and bought a thing of lube. And the looks I got at the counter like I was a pedophile. And what? I was like, dude, I have little girls. And then I realized when I said that sounded even worse. I was like, okay, I'm a dad. Just I'm leaving now.
Yeah, sure you are, dad.
Hey, who checked you out at the counter, Chris Hansen?
Yeah. Yeah, did you get in your van afterwards? For God's sakes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, that's...
I happened to be driving my wife's van at the time.
Oh, dude, that's horrible. A big bag of candy, a doll, and some lube. I don't know if that can be topped.
You know, why don't you just take a seat?
Yeah, just take a seat. Just... That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Figure I'd let you know.
Yeah, thanks for the call, bud.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. That's hard to come back from.
Yeah.
Maybe do a couple trips.
Yeah, you know.
Do a couple trips.
Maybe do the two at one checkout and then check out at another.
Just spread it out a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever had to purchase at a store? WIRX, hello.
Hello. Good morning, guys. I had to purchase at the local pharmacy one time years ago. Little bottle of lotion the doctor told me to get. Called Quell, and came with a little bitty comb.
It came with what?
Quell lotion came with a little bitty comb.
Oh, you got crabs.
I got crabs, man. I had freaking crabs. Right? I'll just blurt it out. By the way, you know why tampons have strings attached to them?
Why?
Because crabs like to bungee jump too.
Oh, my God. Love it. Thanks for the call, man.
Yes, have a good morning.
Here's a little tip, though. For anyone, it fellas or ladies, if you do get crabs, okay, if it happens, all right, all you got to do is save yourself the money, save yourself the embarrassment. Just go buy a can of WD-40. Quick spritz of that. Those crabs can't hold on for nothing.
How do you know that?
I read about it in a book.
Rock 107 double.
All righty. Good morning. What's happening?
What's happening?
7:55. Brock Hunter.
Still hot in here, man.
Talking about crabs and whipped cream and strawberries, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Woo.
Open a window.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a boner. What?
What?
Get out of here. We're talking about the most embarrassing things you've had to purchase at a store. Sometimes it happens. The older I've gotten, the less embarrassed I've yeah, become
really,
about the,
you don't really care anymore.
Yeah. And you think about all the things those cashiers see on a daily basis.
Like, go ahead and judge me.
Especially if you want to feel completely judge-free, go to any novel adult sex shop, anything like that, novelty store. Trust me. Trust me, they have seen it all. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Everything.
They're probably delighted to see you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Where you been? Missed you.
It's been months.
We had some funny comments on Facebook. Josh, our buddy Josh, said...
Yeah, Whitley?
He said, probably when Benny's dad had to buy him his first training bra.
Ah. Josh is a funny dude.
I love it.
He is the ultimate Facebook troll.
Oh, dude, he gets you.
Love
he
it.
Gets you every time.
Love
Got
it.
Benny there. Let's see. Randy said, when I was 20 years old, I went to a Kmart to buy a sexy nightie for my girlfriend. While in line holding a few sexy nighties, I bumped into her grandma.
Ah, yes. That's awesome.
He said, anyways, have a great morning, guys. That'd be tough.
Grandma, what are you doing today? Yeah.
Grandma.
Join?
Look, you're about her same build. You want to try these on for me? Oh, I want to make sure they fit.
All right.
Did you hear about Randy? Dumped his girlfriend. Oh, got with her grandma.
Grandma. Granted, she's a good-looking grandma.
Good-looking grandma. Yeah. Gilf. Gilf.
Gilf.
Gilf.
Gilf.
Gilf.
Gilf.
Sorry, Randy. Let's see. Chris made a comment about me buying Aaron Rodgers stuff. Brian made a comment about tampons when I'm having a whiny first month.
Tampons?
Yeah. Take that tampon. And I got a place where you can shove it, Brian. Anyway. And then Sydney said milk of magnesia after surgery. Doesn't that help
Wait,
you?
What?
Milk of magnesia? Doesn't that help you? Doesn't that loosen everything up?
Milk of magnesia? I've never heard of it.
Milk of magnesia? Never heard of it?
Uh-uh.
I think it helps.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure, though. I could be wrong. I'm not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
Not a doctor. I do know how to get rid of crabs, but I'm not sure what to do with milk of magnesia.
WD-40.
Just slide right off.